Okay, what's your full character? What's your full name?
My full name is Charles Henry the Third.
Charles
Henry.
Okay, we spell that.
Mobile, Alabama.
And your address?
Highland Drive.
Okay, is that in a particular community with a name?
Tolmanville.
Okay.
TOULMINVILLE.
Is that an official designation for that community, or just one that the people...
Just a common name, yes. It's in the city of Mobile, so that's the only official, yes.
Okay. And what religion were you raised in?
Methodist.
Okay. Tell me what you did, your
education. At Bishop State, I'm the title is Federal Affairs Officer, but it's commonly the Development Officer.
Oh, then you work with grants.
Right, entirely.
Will you tell me something about that? What kind of grants should
I ask? Currently, the school is involved in several grant programs in addition to the financial aid programs of a basic educational opportunity grants, the supplemental program, work study, and what have you. We have several programs that are funded by Title III of the Higher Education Act. Okay, the Higher Education Act was passed in 1965, and this act was passed by Congress and into law to assist colleges and universities in various phases of development. Title I of that act deals with community services, continuing education. Title II deals with library resources. Title III deals with strengthening developing institutions. And then there's a Title IV, Title V, Title VI.
Now, are these all just public institutions or also private colleges?
No, private colleges are also eligible to apply. And Title III is called Strengthening Developing Institutions. And it is basically involved with developing institutions that have traditionally had problems in terms of financial resources where, let's say, developing programs for their student bodies are moving the institution forward in terms of development, in terms of programs, in terms of faculty development, in terms of student recruiting and this type of thing. And quite a few predominantly black institutions are receiving benefits from this program in an effort to better serve the students that they are involved with.
That's great. All right, and you said you also work with the basic grants, with the individual grants?
No, I don't work in that directly. We have a financial aid officer who works in that. What I was saying is that we have this program in addition to that.
Awesome.
And in addition to Title III, we have a program that the Veterans Cost of Instruction Program, which is also a federal grant, and this program is what is called an entitlement program. An entitlement program is one in which the federal government pays the institution per head according to the number of veterans that it has on campus. We are receiving now about $16,000 per year. For this year, we're receiving $16,000 from HEW. For this particular program, and then it supports counseling for veterans, recruiting them for college programs, doing a follow-up on them, and this type of thing. In addition to that, we have a program that commonly, that is the cooperative education program, and it provides an alternative work